Brother running this Buffalo soldier. Look, it's like I told you. Any damsel that's in distress, be out of that dress when she meet Jim West. I seem to like this song a lot. Come on, Joseph.
Pull your side,
talk.
Follow your pride. Don't let your lip react. Don't want to see my hand where my hip be at. For Artemis, from the start of this, running the game. James West, West. Remember my name. Who you gonna call? That the GB. Who you gonna call? GWG.
How long did you study the lyrics?
Wow, Wow West. I know the lyrics from this.
How do you know that?
Because this is one of my favorite Western movies.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you.
Are you kidding me?
I actually couldn't even get through a half hour of it.
I love the Wild Wild West
movie. The Transformer-like Western movie?
It was great.
It had this big spider.
I know. What was that? I mean, that was even more goofier than the TV show.
Yeah, that was like the Black Widow, and then it killed its mate and is made of steel.
I don't know. You know,
the Man of Steel.
It's great. It's great. Will Smith. It's better than Men in Black.
No way! Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you're way off on that one.
I know, I like it. You know, if anyone agrees with me and loves Wild Wild West movie, give us a call.
The TV show.
252-1480.
You're not going to get one phone call.
No, not on that.
No, but you will on your documentary. Because we're going to be
looking
for girls.
But for your disagreements on that, go to break, BREAKRadioshow.com, click the big F, and leave us a message on Facebook about your disagreements and how you do like Men in Black better, and how Joseph would probably do good at karaoke. You'd do well.
Was that not awesome that I knew those? Did you not love that I knew those lyrics?
That was impressive, right? But how long
did
you
study
that?
I know the entire song.
Well, when did you learn the lyrics?
When I was, like, whenever the movie
came
out.
Like 98, 99?
I like the part of the song that 1, 2, 3, 4.
From the wrong time. See, there's a few rap songs I could do the lyrics to very well. But I save it for karaoke. Because then it impresses everyone that I, you know, can live with this. Okay, all right. There we go.
Can you do that part? You
know, I felt horrible for Will and Kevin Kline that they had to be in that. That was awful.
Okay, what was Kevin Kline
Poor
thinking?
Kevin Kline. Like,
come on. You know what?
I liked him in N-N-Out.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
Right? Wasn't it?
It was okay.
It was a good movie. I liked
it. I had N-N-Out hamburgers watching it. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, you know,
I tried Freddy's steak thing before.
My favorite part of N-N-Out is towards the end. When everyone's, you know, standing up to help Kevin Kline's character out and saying, oh, I'm gay, all that stuff. But then when the fire brigade stands up, so-and-so from the fire brigade, and everyone in the fire department goes, gay! Just the way they announce
it. Yeah, he says it often.
It's phenomenal. I love it.
Yeah.
Wow.
He sleeps sometimes and says it.
Oh, very good, Greg. Thank you. Yeah. Well, I want to again say this is Breakthrough Entertainment's Old West show. We gave
Old
three...
West.
Great big thumbs up to A Million Ways to Die in the West. It came out yesterday, or actually Thursday night, right? Now that's when they're playing movies now. And so one of the big summer blockbusters.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's what we're
hilarious. And again, the other reviews out there, first of all, don't always listen to everyone's review because everyone has different opinions.
Especially Joseph.
Because you like Wild Wild West or whatever.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say is that everyone's got different opinions.
Yeah, so see the movies anyways.
For yourself.
Yeah.
And, so, you know, check if you haven't seen Wild Wild West, then watch it just in honor of, you know, would you not say this?
It's
Is it kind of a good mix? See, Blazing Saddles, Wild Wild West, and
Saddles.
A Million Ways to Die in the West. Make it like a little marathon.
No, Blazing Saddles and A Million Ways to Die in the West are hard rated R comedies. They're raunchy. Wild Wild West, I don't know what
it's
that
fun.
Was.
It was fun.
And I like Will Smith, not that.
Blazing Saddles is tame by comparison, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, with the day and age, the way things have changed. But it still has its moments.
Okay. Well, you know what? I don't know what to
say. We'll have a movie off later.
We will. Well, you know, let's talk about another one of the big movies. Tell us a little bit about the box office. Where A Million Ways to Die in the West, I think it's going to be number three from where I last saw. Number two, of course, will probably be X-Men. I did not see that one yet, of course. But, you know, A Million Ways to Die in the West, I saw was doing decent, not great.
Well,
so don't tell us number one yet.
I'm not because I don't know what it is actually.
Oh, okay.
But the Angelina Jolie one, I think, is doing
Maleficent.
Well.
That's what we're. Yeah. That's number one
it's
actually.
A
kids that's
movie and stuff.
Well,
so
we're gonna review that one in a second. So Maleficent.
It looks pretty violent.
It looked, you know, that song. It's actually, the song is going to be on our song, Music Made Scary by Horror Movies show. Of course, Maleficent isn't really a horror movie, but it's a dark show. Yeah. It's our third show like that.
Hey, we're getting close to Halloween already.
Well, yeah, but this show is actually on July 18th or 19th, I think.
Yeah, the decorations will be off by then.
Well, it's for our, it's in honor of the release of The Purge Anarchy. That's when our...
That's the summer.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So that's when our Music Made Scary by Horror Movie show is, and we will play the song from Maleficent. I was going to bring it today, but you know...
Hey, say that again.
Maleficent.
That's with a list.
No, it isn't. Maleficent. No, of course.
What does that mean?
Well, it's of course the villain.
Maleficent.
What is it? Snow White.
Sleeping Beauty.
No, Sleeping Beauty. The villain from Sleeping Beauty.
I've never seen Sleeping Beauty, but
you have
really?
No.
Eric sees a Sleeping Beauty every night, and when he stares at
Kathleen. Oh, you're lucky.
You're just saying that because you know she's listening.
We love her.
It is a little creepy the way that you stare at her, though. Why I know this, I don't know.
That's pretty creepy that you stare at them.
It's creepy that you noticed that.
Yeah.
Noticed it.
No, I don't think it's creepy.
It's the main thing that it's like the webcam is directed right at your bed.
No, it what?
Mm-hmm. I'm kidding.
No, you're not.
I've got close circuit television stuff
everywhere. It's actually in the pillow.
I thought Eric was famous.
It's in the teddy bear.
Yeah, Mr. Gigglesworth.
No, the teddy.
Gigglesworth.
No,
yeah, not Wigglesworth. We're not going to take it from Austin Powers, so we change it to Gigglesworth.
You know, this is just
teddy.
Oh, this went downhill so fast. Okay.
Yes, it did.
So we're,
we're talking about a kid's
movie, kind of, right? Maleficent? And now we got into a whole bunch of inappropriate things. Well, okay, Maleficent. Angelina Jolie plays a vindictive fairy who is driven to curse a princess, played by Elle Fanning, only to realize that the child may be the only one who can restore peace. Again, this is based on the Sleeping Beauty fairy tale, you know, Disney and all that stuff. But it's told from the villain's perspective, of course, from Maleficent's perspective, and we
How
know
do you say
her.
That? Maleficent.
Maleficent. Yeah, she's got the she's
say
got those
it really
horns.
Slow.
Maleficent.
Say the only the second syllable.
Okay. No, she's
stop
got
stop at the second.
Continue talking about
she's,
her horns or
she's
whatever.
Got,
they
yeah,
are.
She's got those horns. You know, I never knew that those were
it's
horns.
Very attractive.
I thought that it was just a hat. You think
her
that's attractive?
Her cheekbones and her horns are very attractive.
They
attractive?
Are saying that the cheekbones are the star of the movie.
Yeah, I mean, they're obviously prosthetics, right?
Probably. Either that or she did something. Maybe didn't eat or...
No, I think they're prosthetics.
Yeah, what did you say?
What?
What did you just say?
I said she didn't eat, maybe.
Oh.
Okay, so anyway, I never knew that Maleficent's horns were actually horns. I thought it was just a hat that she wore. Did you know that they were horns?
No,
because I had no idea who she was.
You remember, didn't know
she's married
Sleeping
to Brad
Beauty.
Pitt?
Oh, right, that's
sakes.
Right. You hadn't seen Sleeping Beauty.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of Brad Pitt?
I just
Pitt?
Know about
how
it.
How old are you to not
old
see
are you?
Sleeping Beauty?
I don't. Maybe I saw it when I was really little but forgot about it, but no.
Dave, you have failed as a father.
There's
you no have not Sleeping Beauty's
it's,
castle.
It's like the Nine Dwarfs.
Is that Sleeping Beauty's castle at Disney World?
Yeah.
It's not Cinderella's, right? It's
no,
Sleeping Beauty's?
Cinderella's and Sleeping Beauty's.
What's
I
the
believe.
Main castle?
That's Cinderella's.
Oh, I don't know.
Sleeping Beauty kissed a frog and turned into a prince.
No, that's the one that's
set and then
in
she
New
slept
Orleans.
On 18 mattresses and felt a pee.
She what?
Hey,
speaking
you don't
of
know
the,
that story?
Hey,
no.
About the princess who slept on all the mattresses and could feel the it's a vegetable.
Speaking
thing.
Of the,
someone who slept on a
speaking of like the seven dwarfs or whatever there is, Disney World has a new ride, the Dwarfs Mine Ride, which is similar to Big Thunder Mountain, just
ooh,
a little tamer. Looks
really?
Interesting. Yeah. So
okay.
The next Disney
okay,
World
name
trip.
The dwarfs.
I have no
or
idea.
Dwarfs.
It,
you
but,
can't even
but
name
But that
Maleficent.
Of course is Snow
Sleepy,
White.
Maleficent.
All right, but so tell us a little bit more about
yes,
this.
Maleficent, yes. Of course, is told from the villain's perspective, and she you might know her at the end of the movie. She turns into this dragon and everything, but you know the story of you know from the cartoon from the anime
no,
version. This
I have
one,
no idea.
This one is completely different. I know you haven't seen it. Okay, but you know the story of Sleeping Beauty. All in all seriousness, Maleficent puts a curse on Aurora. If I ever have a...
Who's Aurora?
That's the princess, the young girl. If I ever have a daughter, I'm going to name her
Aurora.
I think it's an awesome name.
Aurora, Illinois. Aurora.
Will this be in the documentary, having the daughter?
Aurora
See,
Borealis.
That's the sequel.
It'll be in the backseat of a Chevy.
Okay, you've made that joke already.
No,
all
he
right.
has a
no,
Versa.
I haven't done that one.
Yes, you have. All right,
a
so
Camaro.
Aurora.
Actually, those Versas do have big back seats for the small cars. They have one of the bigger back seats circumference. 602-252-1480.
Smart car.
Yeah, there you go. Oh yeah, Ellie Fanning.
Yes, Elle Fanning.
Elle.
Or Dakota Fanning's sister,
yeah,
younger sister,
and she's very talented.
Yes, and yeah. she she puts this curse on her that when she pricks her finger on a sewing thing or something like that. I don't know.
A needle?
It's called being a sewing machine.
Yeah. So when she and then she gets this
blood drop.
Yeah, blood drop, and you know, so she falls asleep.
You just
she
do the signs, and I'll describe it narratively.
Right. I'm trying to.
She goes into a coma. That's what we'd call it today.
Right. She goes into a coma
because there's a
and
blood.
What blood doping.
What is the only way that she can wake up?
Kiss.
No, not just a kiss.
A reverse cowgirl.
No, true love's kiss.
True. That was that other movie.
That doesn't make any sense. What, how can somebody be truly in love with somebody in a coma?
Yeah.
You don't believe in true
just
love?
Well, just meeting them on, you know, meeting somebody while they're in a coma, I don't think you can fall in love with
them. Hello.
You're tearing apart
a Disney
movie.
Parts. Hello.
Speaking of creepy, I'm in the middle of watching, what's that that one that was filmed at Disneyland?
Name that
Disney
tune.
World.
Oh, yeah.
Davy
something
Crockett.
About tomorrow or something.
Yeah,
Escape from Tomorrow.
Escape from Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty creepy. The guy's following around some like teenage girls.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, that is a weird movie. Weird
very
movie.
Weird.
And you know what? So is Maleficent. It's a very weird movie. Do you think in a good way or a bad way? What do you think
way.
Of the trailer?
The trailer? I couldn't tell how good it could be. I Angelina I usually like as an actress, but I just couldn't tell if this was good or bad. It could have gone either way.
Yeah. Any other thoughts? What'd you?
I've seen the trailer. Not something I'd want to see, but I'm going to assume that you like this.
Okay. I'm going to assume he didn't
say
like
no.
it.
You seem to have
I
this
say,
love for
yeah,
Sleeping
Eric and
Beauty.
I say no. Greg
I do
said,
love Sleeping Beauty.
Plus, you really like Elle Fanning.
But
good
what about the movie?
Actress.
I don't know if I'd kiss a girl in a coma, but.
Well, no. She's too young. But what I mean is.
It's good practice.
Hey, let me talk. Is but she's such a talented young actress, and she's the best of the Fannings now.
You really think so?
Oh yeah,
I think Dakota's actually.
Dakota's fine.
I used to hate Dakota Fanning. I used to have
as a kid. She was a great actress.
When
she's grown up, she's okay. But Elle Fanning, when I saw Super 8,
talented.
I thought she was great.
Well, but which has the better Fanning?
Okay,
when
kids,
I
was
no,
Dave.
They're kids.
The hell
oh, they are.
When I was on Facebook many years ago, I used to have a group that was it was like a fan club, and there was like many members. I want to punch Dakota Fanning in the face.
What?
Because I really did
I
not
thought
like
she was
her.
A great child.
I hated her when she was young.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
I thought she was totally untalented, but she is very talented now. Elle Fanning is equally as talented, if not
they're
even
both
more
there,
talented.
Right,
yes.
right. No,
how old is Elle Fanning? I didn't even know. I thought
she looks like
20.
She's 12.
She's probably
she's
16
young.
Or something like
that.
But
isn't Dakota like 20, though?
Dakota's a little
Dakota's
older.
Older.
Yeah.
20,
to
right?
the listeners, Dave doesn't really know who we're talking about. That's why
yeah, I don't know.
His comments come off like what? I'm going to say you liked it, although mine might change a little the way you answered one of their questions,
okay.
but I'll still stick with it.
Well, you know, I could not wait to see this movie, and I know you hate the singing, but I just want to let people know that when you see the trailers for this movie
You'll
and
start singing.
The commercials for this movie, you hear the Lana Del Rey song.
So, of course, you liked it.
I know you. And it's that song from Sleeping Beauty.
Were you singing in the theater while you watched it?
They play the song at the end of the trailer.
Oh, okay.
I mean, at the end of the movie itself, during the credits. But that creepy song is played during the trailer and commercials for this movie. It makes it look outstanding. And you've got Angelina Jolie, whose performance is as good as Dustin Hoffman in Hook.
Really?
Ooh.
And, of course, Glenn Close
as
Cruella de Vil. What? Okay, Cruella De Vil. Did you not think that Glenn Close was excellent in 101 Dalmatians?
You know what? I had to watch it when my kids were young, but I don't remember it, and I don't care to.
Okay, well,
she was good in that. I didn't like the movie.
I didn't like the movie either, but I loved her performance.
Right, but Dustin Hoffman
was
one of the best.
Was excellent. Hook
no
was excellent. Yes.
Him. Huh.
And so, this movie, Angelina Jolie is excellent.
But the movie is...
The movie is... The Maleficent itself is not as magnificent.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I'm giving it a thumbs down.
Really?
You know, and while I was watching it, it was a very strong thumbs down.
Yeah.
But...
It picked up when you heard the song.
But when you went
end.
And got bonbons and some popcorn, it picked up a little.
No, you know, like a day later or something, I was almost considering giving it a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Because Angelina Jolie's performance is just that awesome. I mean, just the physical beauty of this entire world that is created for Maleficent is outstanding. I mean, just the costume alone. Again, I didn't know that she was wearing that. She actually had horns, so she actually takes off her hat at one point in the movie, and she's got horns.
Oh, I heard she had her horns removed.
Oh, really? Nice. Yeah. Well, you gotta trim them.
And it was in Sweden where she had it removed.
Dave's got horns too.
I put them on in Sweden.
Get the joke. All right, so I don't know. The story, you know, again, it's told from the perspective of the title anti-hero. It's just too thin. There's really not much going here except for something that happens at the end. There's a lot of twists in the movie. They completely change a lot of what happens. You learn about Maleficent's backstory. I've seen some people refer to her backstory as kind of a rape type of situation. It's not. It's more they take her wings.
Right, I saw that in the trailer.
It's a revenge type of thing. That is why she puts the curse on Aurora. And so, because she's so angry. But the movie turns into this very Frozen-esque message about girl power.
Oh, okay.
Of course, Disney's on this kick after Frozen.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're on this, you don't need a man to make you happy.
Right.
You don't need a man to make you happy, do you, Dave?
Well, not me.
Do you?
I don't.
Well, what is this Disney kick? What did they?
No, because you know, in Frozen,
it's a good kick, but keep it animated. I think might.
It made it very.
Although it
very
seems
weird.
Like a lot of people do like this. The public, at least so far, has been high on it.
But I don't want to reveal what happens with the kiss. But something happens. It
Why not? Let's
the
give
story.
The movie away.
No, I don't want to reveal. But when it happened, I was kind of predicting it.
Killed Disney's profits.
Yeah.
As it was getting closer to that scene, I kind of figured what was going to happen. And you can almost feel like the whole theater kind of groaned, like, oh, really? That's what we're going to do? This
really
is what this
happened.
Message is about?
Yeah.
And but it is an interesting way of playing it. I'm glad that they switched it up. The entire experience is very bizarre.
Right.
Again, this is a very weird movie, Dave. You are right. Everything about this movie is weird. Mm. And I would say that Disney purists may be a little bit upset with this movie, Maleficent.
Yeah.
Oh.
Again, I'm giving it a thumbs down. At first, it was a strong thumbs down, but now it's just a light thumbs down.
So maybe
I think it's worth seeing.
A little below average.
I think it's worth seeing, if only for Angelina's Jolie's.
Well, I like her, and that's what I said. I thought she's a great actress.
She is Maleficent.
Elle is 16, and Dakota's 20. So
I was right with the 16.
I had no idea. I thought Elle was in her 20s.
Dave just doesn't know who she is, but now he does.
I do. Now.
I will say though, at least from our friends at BoxOfficeMojo.com. So the Friday estimates, at least, from what we had yesterday, I don't know if this counts Thursday night showings.
Yeah, it does.
All right. Big timely Maleficent, over 24 million. Oh. X-Men comes in at number two, 9.4 million. Million Ways to Die, not a very good opening, 6.1.
That's not that bad.
Not that bad, but
it's an R-rated comedy.
And think it could be more, but right. Now, for 2014 in general, the top three thus far, I mean, there's obviously still quite a bit of time. Coming in at number three, The Amazing Spider-Man 2, which still has more time in theaters.
Yes, that was good.
Captain America 2 comes
that
in at number two.
That was not good.
Really? And Everything is Awesome, the Lego movie, number one.
I still have not seen that.
Oh, you still haven't? I love
not
that.
Not a good movie.
Dave doesn't know what he's talking
about.
No,
I do. Not
time.
A good
this
movie.
Good.
It doesn't
not
look
a good
good.
Movie.
But I'll see it soon, and we will,
you will, like
I
don't
it.
Blame
we will have
you.
Our
you'll like
argument
you'll agree with
on
me.
The air.
Yeah. Eric
agree.
Will like it, too.
No, they'll both not like it.
No, Eric will.
Which one?
The Lego movie.
You won't like it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, see, thank you.
Go ahead.
But I will say, you know, Eric, you might like Maleficent. I'm not telling you to rush out and see
horns.
It. Again, I'm giving it a thumbs down.
Well, you know, if you hated it, I'll probably love
he'll
it.
Probably, yeah.
Although
might be his favorite movie of all time.
Although that's not a movie I would ever pay to see. If it comes on Netflix or something, I'll watch it.
Check it out on Netflix. Again, it's worth seeing if only for Angelina Jolie's performance. She does do a spectacular job, and she's really creepy in the movie. I wish that they would have made it more of a horror movie. It's very.
Well,
I don't know
Disney,
who's
it's
gonna.
It's so tough to make a horror movie out of
it's
something.
It's weird because I think for small kids they might be scared of it, but people like Greg and myself, we're gonna be kind of like still bored with it because they didn't go dark enough. So I mean, especially with Angelina Jolie and how creepy she is in the movie, they should have just went like full. full horror movie here.
Full on.
Yes. But Disney will never do that. I think their scariest movie was The Haunted Mansion.
Yes.
And that was
not even scary. Not it even the ride is either. Scary.
No, it wasn't funny.
How about the ride, Eric? Sounds scary.
I mean, now that I'm an adult, but that's my favorite ride at
it's good
Disneyland.
Stuff.
Oh, you don't like the Pirates of the Caribbean? That's sort of cool.
I don't like Disneyland, period, because it's such a dirty place, and I can't stand going to crowded, dirty places like that.
What about California Adventure?
Never been.
Oh, it's good.
Crowded.
Probably won't ever go.
Oh, it's good.
You'll like that if you don't like the crowds, because most people still choose Disneyland.
Yeah.
Even the people from out of town that have passes for both, usually they're at Disneyland. So you go to California Adventure, get on the good rides in no time.
I heard on the news the other day, Disneyland's either going to jack up their prices or figure out how to expand the park because they're overcrowded.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Really?
Yep.
I think they're going to expand, but they already, I think, jacked up the prices a little bit.
Oh, they
so
did.
Basically, they're making it an elitist park, so only the only people who can afford it can go.
You need a mustache.
You need a mustache?
Yes, or a radio show. Yeah.
Or come from Asia.
Well, that's true. Too.
Really? Yeah. You can do that?
The mustache will work. Yeah. It'll get you in there.
They give
free
passes?
Pretty much.
It will.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
If you have a hard time getting in, go ahead.
Yeah.
Grow a mustache.
Get a mustache.
What about girl power?
People die at the fair.
Okay.
So, again, you know.
Did you say a fair or fair?
At the fair. If you have an affair, you'll probably die too.
Oh.
But you know what?
Yeah.
So we talked a little bit about Wild Wild West.
Yes, we did.
Another movie that's kind of similar. I loved Wild Wild West. I also kind of liked this movie, Jonah Hex. That's another Western movie, right?
I didn't see it.
Jonah Hex, James Brolin.
Don't know that.
That's where he's like a ghost or something.
Yeah, he's kind
revenge.
Of a
revenge.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Ghost. I loved it.
It's based on a comic book story.
Such a great movie, Ghost.
Based on a true story.
Very true story.
What this is this song?
This is C6 Steve singing us Banjo Song from Jonah Hex.
Banjo from Deliverance. Yes.
Yes. Well, that's part of our music
documentary
by horror movies show, number three. But again, this is Breakthrough Entertainment's Old West show. We gave three big thumbs up to A Million Ways to Die in the West.
And I don't think you can sing this song, can you?
No, I can't sing this one.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back. In your own home,
do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerum Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And that is our own Joseph J. Erdl singing what?
The Girl You Left Behind.
So the Girl You Left Behind?
Yes.
Why do they sound like a girl?
Because it is a girl. It's Kathy Cavadini.
Cavadini.
And you were saying that this is the chipmunks. It's not a chipmunk.
It's not. It's Kathy Cavadini.
This is a mouse. Haven't you ever seen Fievel Goes West?
Oh, a mouse.
The greatest Fievel animated Western of all time.
No.
About a mouse?
You would agree with that, right?
It's been years since I've seen it. I was like 8 or 9.
American
yeah, it
Tale.
Was funny.
How
yeah.
many dwarfs do they have?
What?
Well, that's Sleeping Beauty.
I don't know. I like Fievel Goes West. I used to have a little Fievel.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, a gerbil, yes.
No, a stuffed animal.
Oh, rather than a stuffed.
I don't know what your you're turn. Talking about there, but anyway. Anyway, this is Breakthrough Entertainment's Old West show.
Yeah, with a little girl mouse song.
Yeah, Kathy thing. Cavadini, Fievel Goes West.
Kathy Cavadini.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, anyway, this is Old West show in honor of A Million Ways to Die in the West. We gave it 3 great big thumbs up.
Yes,
go
we
and
did.
See A Million Ways to Die in the West. Let's get all of our listeners to rush out and see the movie so it can make it to the top of the box office. It will beat both X-Men and Maleficent. How's that? Sound
yeah,
good?
Get out it. There and
yeah.
see,
go see
A Million
it.
Ways to Die in the West.
Team Breakthrough Entertainment.
Yes.
Unite.
Unite?
And go see the movie.
I want to see the
That'd
documentary
really cool.
about you.
Let's host a movie party.
Oh, we could, you know.
Yeah, let's get like everyone out there. We'll pack a theater.
Yeah.
Hosted by Breakthrough Entertainment film
yeah,
columnist
you
Joseph
give
J. Erdo.
Do you sign Joseph J. or just Joseph J. Erdo?
You know what?
Or you stop at Joseph J.
I've been confused. I've been Erdo. Telling some of my friends Joey and some of them Joseph.
So how do you sign your autographs?
Call me Joe.
Is it Joey J?
Joseph J.
Joseph J. That's even more formal, pronounced as.
And the bigger question is, who asks for your autograph?
I'm really wondering why you still haven't, Eric.
Yes. He
oh,
has.
I need that for my collection.
Yeah, it's on a check.
I am.
I'll put it right next. Right next to my Marlon Brando autograph.
I'm Ooh. Pretty popular. I don't know.
You know what Joel
says? He is
does,
popular.
Though,
I agree.
What works that he does is he always makes sure he slips a 5 spot to a little kid. And
so
the little
he's,
kid comes back a few minutes later, going, "Oh, you! Let me get your autograph." So everyone around is like, "Whoa!" Sort of like in White Chicks, what Sean Wayne's character did,
right.
And then he ended up getting the lady until she found out he was white chick.
Most people charge to give their autograph, but Joseph pays.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, okay,
it works.
Pay anyone. It, you remember I told you that these people from the bar crawl, they run up to me like I'm some sort of celebrity
that's
and
what
jump
I'm
on me, and they're all excited.
They jump on you.
Yes, I'm.
Dress
you know
up.
I am hot stuff, okay?
I believe it. I think he is a celebrity.
I'll give you one thing. You do have confidence.
The living...
And you have film columnist something.
There you go.
Good expertise.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah.
Say that 3 times real fast.
Yes, I
film
am... There you go.
I'm enjoying my oven-roasted almond nuts, but I'll say this, but the confidence thing you do have.
Yeah, you
and
do.
That's the number one thing for your documentary or whatever that could help.
Joseph J.
And I'm not just a film columnist for Breakthrough Entertainment.
You're a producer.
I am the producer of
You're good. Who's the executive producer?
You.
Okay.
Wow. Why'd you just want to like
I don't
tear
know.
Me down like that?
No, I don't know why I said that. And who's Eric?
Eric is our...
I'm just the guy who sits behind the glass.
No, Ooh, he's a scary. Star.
He's the guy who sits behind the glass while... I don't
want to. Well, it's Greg know. Then.
I guess Greg here eating my nuts. They're delicious.
Greg, yeah, that's what Greg does. But, yeah.
You said almond nuts, isn't Isn't that kind of redundant?
It's Blue Diamond.
Neil Diamond?
No, Blue Diamond, it looks like.
Sweet
it looks delicious.
Caroline.
Okay, well, anyway. Oh, yeah. Bum, I love bum, Neil Diamond. I saw him live in concert.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah.
Well, that's very cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And then in about, 10 minutes, we're going to talk a little Las Vegas?
Yeah, we'll talk about Las Vegas. I know that you went there, but we're trying to get our next guest on the line. So,
yes.
You know, just hold tight here for a few moments. But again, this is very exciting Old West show. We've had a lot of fun on today's show, and we'll continue to do that for the next half an hour. So
continue to have
tuned.
Fun?
Yeah, we'll continue to have fun. Aren't you having fun?
I'm having fun.
We've got a lot of shows coming up this summer, a lot of themed shows. And
huge,
so you
and
stay tuned.
Some great guests coming up.
Yeah. So stay tuned to Breakthrough Entertainment here on KPHX 1480 AM every Saturday from 9 to noon.
9 to noon.
Yeah.
Best time to be there.
Yeah.
I always listen.
Yeah, okay.
I always listen, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that
it's really one of my favorite shows. Eric, I listen to this all the time.
This show?
Yeah. I don't miss it, really.
Well, you're here.
Oh, no wonder I listen. I knew it sounded familiar. And here I am. Listening.
Do you actually go back and listen to the shows?
Sometimes.
I do.
I have.
And how do you like them?
Kathleen and I sit there and laugh.
Because it's funny or because it's just laughable?
No, it's funny.
Oh, it is?
I mean, especially me.
You are good. I have to admit, Eric is. No, he
not
is.
Not me, all of us.
No, it's very good energy.
Did you go back and listen to our interview with last week with our comedian?
Oh, that was funny. Yeah. I heard that one. The guy, the runner-up for
America's Got Talent.
Yeah. That was good.
Taylor Williamson.
Yeah, very good.
You know, I was so worried about that because it was such an awkward interview.
It was?
It was great.
But
mean when you said you wanted to get the winner and you ended up with
that? He's a pretty funny guy.
Yeah, he's a very funny guy. And I polled a lot of our listeners, and half of them seemed to love it, thought it was hilarious, and half of them said, you know, it wasn't the most uncomfortable thing in the world.
Really?
But they liked it. They still thought it was good.
Well, it was your fault for setting him up on the punchlines.
I don't know. He was still funny. He was still funny. And of course, America's Got Talent started back up this past week, right? Did anyone check it out after we did our big hype?
I don't watch that stuff.
Greg, you said that you'd listen, you'd watch it.
Oh, what?
America's Got Talent.
Oh, I still haven't seen it. When did it start?
It started
Howie
last
Mandel.
Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Howie Mandel.
Howie
yeah.
Stern.
You know,
Howie
they
Stern.
They did this hilarious segment where there was a mime on stage, and he had this horrible, horrible act, and then everyone told him that, you know, that's not good. And then the mime started to yell at Howie and Howard Stern, saying, you know, who are you to tell me that how to mime? And then he went down, and he was like going to attack them.
Wow.
And
really?
They called security, and security didn't come.
Why?
It was just the host of the show, Nick.
Oh, they were kidding.
It was a prank.
They have a host of the show,
yeah,
too?
The host,
okay.
Nick, I can't think of his last
Cannon.
Name.
Cannon.
Nick Cannon, yes.
Cavalini.
Of course.
Cannon.
Mariah Carey's husband.
Yes, Mariah Carey's husband.
Mm. Well, he's actually pretty funny.
He is funny. He does a really good job
Mariah
as a host.
Mariah is interesting. I mean, you know.
And you know, previous hosts, they used to have Jerry Springer. He was okay.
I had no idea.
Before that was Regis Philbin.
See, the problem is, again, I don't watch these shows a lot. I mean, now because when I found out who the judges were, and Taylor, you know, pretty cool. I thought, okay, I'll give it a shot. Yeah. So maybe next week when it's on,
you should check it out.
DVR it or something.
Yeah, there's several really good acts and you know, some heartwarming things, and so yeah, very exciting. But
it's good how they mix a little bit of everything, because like with American Idol and stuff, just the singing part of it, and I mean, you know, it's good talent and stuff, and the funny moments beforehand. You would make well on that show at the beginning stages, I think.
I think so. Yes, yeah. I would.
You tell your story about. Actually, that's where the documentary can start.
Oh, but that's
does
story.
Frozen do any tricks?
Frozen doesn't do that many tricks. No, he you know what? Every time he loves eating corn, right? And if he hears,
is that good for birds?
Yeah, it's good for you. Can't like eat it all the time, but yeah, it's good. Like not like cracked corn, like real corn.
Do you feed him chicken?
Corn on the cob. I not feed him chicken, but if I'm eating some chicken, I will give him a piece of chicken.
And he'll eat it?
Yeah, he loves it. If I'm eating
cannibalism.
Something, if I'm eating something, he has to try it. He has to.
So he can.
Really? Yes.
How big's his mouth? I know it sounds a little weird, but I've never seen a duck up close.
It's. I don't know.
Except for Coach Gordon Bombay.
His mouth is longer than my thumb.
So he could fit in stuff like his chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're sure that's not
exactly
bad for him? He's not going to like explode.
I'm not
going to
give him that much of it. But,
no.
Yeah. But you know, if you look at the underside of his bill, he's actually got little teeth. Ducks have like little teeth.
Oh, okay.
Ducks
creepy.
Have little teeth?
It's
I thought they have
looking.
a what's it called?
It's like
a
to
bill
help them.
Or?
Well, it's a bill, but they've got like he's got.
Is
like,
it a dollar
teeth.
Bill or do they give change?
No, it's a hundred. It's a hundred.
So a hundred bill with teeth in
yes.
it. So when
with
you
teeth in it,
when it spits out like a $5 bill, it can
it's
grab
like an ATM.
On to the yeah. yeah. Is that what you use? What yeah. How do you get the money in there?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't?
This has gone
to money
downhill
duck.
Real fast.
Money frozen duck.
Money frozen.
But wow, that's great.
But I was saying that anytime he hears like a bowl that his corn might be in, he starts freaking out and he like, you know. And he does follow me, so.
I can't imagine feeding a duck chicken is healthy for the duck.
I'm not feeding him chicken. I'm giving him a
that's
piece
like cannibalism,
of it.
Isn't it, Eric?
I'm giving
yeah, that's
him
what I said.
It is cannibalism.
And, oh, I missed that.
Yeah. But
I was reading a... something.
But if you give him a piece, he has to have something of, you know, because otherwise he feels left out. Just like your dog. Like your dog.
I don't have a
dog.
Puppy dog
eyes.
I don't have a dog.
You've never had a dog?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, I have.
Away.
No, I've had a dog. I've had a dog.
Yeah. I'm well, sorry. Not really you, but yeah, when you're little, the family
And didn't
dog.
You give the dog treats?
Yeah.
Wasn't the dog like sitting at your table like, please, please?
Tell no, me he never said please. We never educated the dog. Dog didn't go to school.
He didn't like the dog. But the thing was, though, because
was
my
okay.
Oldest sister really liked the dog, when the dog was stung by a bee and near death. Actually, the dog had died.
Uh-oh.
The doctor
Came
said, oh,
life?
Wait, we could save it. Fork over like $10,000.
Oh,
and Dave did it.
I did
Dave.
It. I did it.
He should have saved
Why
it.
Don't you?
The
oh.
little, my little dog
no,
was,
I was a
crying.
He's got $10,000, and if you look at Dave's face, what
I don't
he
know
got?
If it was 10,000. I was
what
like
does
five.
Dave have?
So I have
yeah,
no
it's
idea.
Expensive.
What
yeah.
does Dave have? A mustache.
He does. Oh, that's why. But his mustache is like. Yeah. Yeah.
Dave,
yeah.
did you get a haircut?
You know.
No. Yeah. I did, actually. Thanks. Yeah, I did. I did, indeed. No,
how
it was
mustache.
It was
take care of that mustache.
It was about 4,000. That was about... 28 years ago.
Where do you buy the conditioner for your mustache?
I just use the hair conditioner.
The hair conditioner?
No, air conditioner.
Air conditioner?
Hair conditioner.
Oh, okay. Because it looks
No, it was 4,000, but she was crying and she said, please save my puppy.
Well,
everyone told me, no, are you kidding? 4,000? But I did. People love their pets.
Yeah, they do. Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you got it. Yeah, and if you haven't had a duck, I think you need to get a duck. And you know,
what would I do with a duck?
The same thing I do with a duck.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. I'm married.
All right, that's terrible, Dave. You can walk around with a duck. I've been told by my dinosaur friend to not tell women that I have a duck.
Yeah,
and to
I
definitely
wouldn't.
Not
Probably
tell
should.
Women
I agree.
That the duck wears a diaper. And
but
to definitely not
did
tell women
tell them
that
you have
I take
a duck.
Duck
you better say it's a big
walk.
Duck.
Well, to be honest, Joseph, most of what you talk about here don't talk about with these women that you
I know. Maybe yeah. that's the problem.
Just
here.
Have fun. And
I'm having
and your documentary will explore everything.
I'm looking forward to that.
You need to invest in the hidden cameras.
There you go.
Well, they won't be hidden all the time.
No.
But sometimes.
Sometimes we need the signature, right?
Yeah.
When things are going to get good.
Yeah, especially, yeah. Yeah, we'll need releases.
Right. All right. Well, this segment has... see, this is what happens when we improv, when a guest falls through.
Falls through?
Yeah.
Where do they fall through?
They don't call in.
Oh.
And so we improv and we kind of like...
That's a shame because wasn't this a local talent?
It was a local talent. Oh. So I'm disappointed because he was directing 12 Westerns.
That's
next
a shame.
Year. Yeah. So we maybe he's busy directing one of those Westerns today. But that is a shame because, you know, this is our Old West show in honor of A Million Ways to Die in the West. Sebastian, have you seen that yet?
No, not yet. But I'm named after a Western character, apparently.
Seb? So. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We went over that.
Yeah,
I remember.
We went over that.
Oh, yeah.
Seb
McCain.
What movie was that? I forgot.
It was
The West.
How to Conquer the West.
How the West was won.
How the West was won.
Did you like that? That was a good one, right?
It's old.
Oh.
Yeah. Well. I'm pretty old, too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. He's named after an oldster.
We like the newer ones.
Yeah.
Like A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Yes.
Three.
Two.
Thumbs up.
One.
Three thumbs up. Breakthrough Entertainment approved.
I got to go see that.
Yes, definitely.
I believe you will like it.
But Jonah Hex, I was listening on my way in. Oh. I hated Jonah Hex.
Oh, you
I hate you. I hate you.
Oh, my God. Don't
make
it personal.
They did not do that. That was...
Wild West was good, though, right?
That was not a good adaptation. Of
Wild West was good, though.
Yeah.
What?
Nice.
You guys really like that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I feel so bad. I, like, wrote Kevin Kline a little card afterwards saying, oh. And even Will Smith.
And that soundtrack.
Like, poor guy.
Yeah, well, see the soundtrack?
It is a good song.
We should play. You know the lyrics?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I was going to say we should play it again and we would have a sing-off.
Oh, yeah. We want to do a sing-off.
Greg would not like that.
No.
I actually did it. Well, all right. Whatever.
No, I love that idea.
I will walk off.
We will have
he'll
a sing-off.
He'll do a walk-off.
Off,
we'll do a sing-off.
Yeah. Greg would do one of my neighbors, because we were talking about pets, and I have two dogs, two big dogs.
Yeah, they're pretty big.
One of my neighbors came around the corner. I was walking the dogs, and he just looked at him and said, huh, nope. And then turned around and walked the other way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, are they like pit bulls?
No. He's the biggest one is a Catahoula leopard dog mix. That and
they
German,
like the
German
chase
pointer.
Tennis balls.
Yeah, and then the other one is a boxer mix. So I mean,
not bad, right?
No.
They're no ducks, but better than.
Well, have you ever had a chameleon, like a lizard?
I have.
You have?
I fed it like things.
What?
Chicken?
No, but ducks.
What's with all these weird animals? No, I did have a bunny when I was little, but she got fed to a snake farm.
I've had bunnies, yeah.
Yeah, she did because we went. Yeah, it bit someone.
Have you ever had a sheep?
I was like little. I did, yeah. I used to be a sheep farmer with Seth MacFarlane. Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, business must be bad. Hey. Oh, we already did that joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
My mother-in-law had chickens.
Really?
Chickens.
Yeah. Wow.
That was annoying.
Hmm. Oh, I've got chickens.
You do, too? Yeah. Oh,
yeah, you're a farmer. And feed some
why is your name not John?
There's a lot of things you don't know about.
Farmer John. We'll find out in your documentary.
I think we do.
I have a very particular set of skills.
Yes. Yeah, I bet.
Skills that would make me a very dangerous person to a person like you.
Still probably the greatest little
skill of
ever.
All.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is what?
Is segues because
what does
the reason
look like?
The segues because the reason I asked you if you had a chameleon is the song that's going to take us into our next break is from Rango. It's the theme sung by Los Lobos. Los Lobos. Rango, you know the chameleon. Yep. It's Johnny Depp voiced
it. I didn't see that one. I heard it was good.
Did you
see it?
It's good.
Yeah. Can you sing this, Seb?
No.
Oh.
Rango.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633. Or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And welcome back again, Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Craig Isaac, Eric Reinhardt, and coming in premature to Real Hockey Talk, Seb, who is Sebastian Oren.
I don't know who he is.
All right, you know, Seb.
I don't know who you are anymore.
Yes, yes. Dave has an interesting way of introducing the spots into the show.
Yeah.
I was going to say, but this segment will be brought to you by the North Mountain Brewing Company. Go to northmountainbrewing.com, 522 East Dunlap Avenue, and, of course, top right corner, sort of like our website, the Big T and the Big F. So give them a like and a Facebook follow to find out all the good things going on. Sunday brunch, one of my favorites, of course, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., North Mountain Brewing.
Excellent.
And, of course, that song that brought us into this segment is from...
Annie Oakley.
No, from Home, Home, Home on the Range.
Oh,
no,
that's
Home
a
on
good
the
song.
Range from Home on the Range. It's kind of by Alan Menken.
Never heard of him.
Yeah.
So have you heard of Alan Menken? We haven't heard of him.
He does a lot of Disney movies because, of course, Home on the Range is a Disney movie, one of the last animated, hand-drawn animated movies.
And when you
movies.
Think of Disney, you think of Las Vegas.
No, you think of Home on the Range.
Oh.
No, you don't really. Because that movie with a bunch of cows when Roseanne Barr played a cow that one time.
Oh, I thought she
One time?
Come on. She's funny.
Oh, yes,
I loved Roseanne, the TV show.
Rosanna.
Yeah, and Home on the Range was actually a pretty good movie. They had some nice music in
Never
there.
Never saw it.
Yeah, they got chickens. Speaking of chickens and everything like that, cows and horses, and it's a decent, So again, an animated Western movie. This is Breakthrough Entertainment's Old West show in honor of the release of yesterday's release of A Million Ways to Die in the West. Got three great big thumbs up from three of us here, and I'm sure that we got two other people here. I guarantee you're going to see it and give it thumbs up as well.
It's very good. Yes. No doubt. You're going to love it, Seb.
But we talked about a lot of different Western movies today, right? I know you brought up during the break Maverick. We talked about that one earlier. You like that one, right?
Yeah.
Mel Gibson. And, because it was based on Maverick, the TV show. And, of course,
James Garner
was in Maverick, the movie, as well. That kind of introduced me to the Western genre. And what is your favorite Western movie of all time, Seb?
Well, one of the first ones I saw was Young Guns.
Yeah?
And I love that movie.
Yes.
So good. Such a great cast, too. I mean...
Very good cast.
You got Emilio Estevez. You got Lou Diamond Phillips, Keith Sutherland, and a bunch
Charlie
of...
Charlie Sheen in the first one.
Carlos Estevez.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Carlos Estevez.
Get it right.
Fantastic.
His dad's mad at me.
Yeah. His dad doesn't like Joseph for some reason.
Like me.
Yeah. That incident at your gas station.
Yeah. And, of course, my mom's favorite Western is Open Range. That was a great movie with Robert Duvall, right?
And Kevin Costner.
And Kevin Costner.
And Stacy. No. Annette. Who's the girl?
I don't remember who the
was. Greg will find it.
Yeah, but,
Open Range.
Speaking of Kevin Costner, I just want to let everyone know that I saw 3 Days to Kill. Did you see that one yet, Dave?
No.
3 Days to Kill.
I didn't have the time.
Kevin Costner stars in that, along with Haley Steinfeld, who was in True Grit, which we talked about earlier, another Western movie. And the movie's okay. I wouldn't say that I necessarily liked it a lot. It was kind of like okay. I would probably still give it a thumbs down, but I finally saw that one. And
Annette Bening.
Okay.
She's very good.
That was a very good Open
great,
Range was a very
great
good Western movie.
I saw it in Wisconsin.
Yeah?
I don't know why.
That's weird.
Long way to see a movie.
Yeah, yeah. We got some nice theaters here. But, of course, then a couple of the newer Westerns, wasn't there Texas Rangers or something like that?
Yes. Yeah.
Wasn't that James Vanderbeek or something?
It probably was. Yeah.
And... I don't know. It was like a really young cast.
Yeah.
And
I can bring that up. But I honestly, like Sebastian said, Young Guns I like. But other than that,
American Outlaws.
I haven't seen that. Like the more serious Western ones, I'm not really into. I just like the funny ones. Like
I'm not
Blazing
familiar
Saddles
with the older Western.
Million Ways to Die. Yeah.
What?
Oh. You're what?
The older Westerns.
Yeah, I haven't really seen any.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Yeah, we talked about that one. Yeah, you know, some of the ones that we are familiar with, like Stagecoach. Mm-hmm. And Once Upon a Time in the West. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know these names and everything like that. But I think that my main westerns are A Million Ways to Die in the West, Blazing Saddles, Rango, Missouri Breaks. You like that one?
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. Jack Nicholson and Marlon Brando. Yeah. Great movie.
Okay, and
Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think I got another text from Stan Robinson over at AZ Weekly. He says, "Man Who Shot Liberty Valance." He relates to that Western.
That's a good song.
Yeah?
If we did that one, I would sing it.
No.
You know that song?
Yeah, I do. I don't know that.
Did you talk about Django?
Nice.
Django,
oh,
no.
That is good.
That's a good reveal.
That is one of my... Yeah.
Nicely said. Seb.
That's a really good movie.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
speaking of Las Vegas.
I can't believe we forgot
speaking
about
of Las Vegas, I am the king of segues. How are you? That's why.
Oh, yeah, okay. You're the king.
Yeah. So speaking of Vegas...
You've got 7 minutes to get your Vegas story out
I know.
There.
You came...
So here I was. Yeah. I've had a lot of these stories, and I think you guys will guess. I think I told it in front of Seb and Greg.
Paint us a word picture.
So here I was. I was standing valet line, Tropicana... and there's Paige. Hello. I wasn't with Paige.
Looks like she brought some food with her.
So there ADD? I was with Trisha. And this girl, Japanese lady, looked like she was taking pictures. And I said, wow, Trisha, it looks like she wants to take pictures of us, and we don't even know her. And then I said, oh, no, it must be, you know, some guy behind this. And then all of a sudden I see this guy come right in, move Trisha 20 feet to the right so she's out of view. He comes back to me, and he's sitting there. He doesn't speak English, but he goes, you know, just nodding his head and winking, you know, like, can we take a picture? And the wife is going, ee! You know, and so she takes a picture of me and him. And Trisha said, you know, they thought you were Ron Jeremy. That was my best Ron Jeremy story.
That wouldn't surprise me at all.
Wow. That was weird.
Well, I would be kind of surprised that a Japanese couple...
Oh, Ron's big over there.
Is he big in Japan?
Yeah, especially and US for the couples.
He's big in Japan? Yeah. He's not big here?
He's everywhere, yeah. He is the man.
But anyway.
Yeah, we digress.
So, is that weird, though,
little symbol there.
That's weird. I get that
it's
a lot.
It's not weird.
Almost every day, people want to take pictures.
Yeah,
like
I said, we just need.
It's weird. You
know, we just need to color your hair
darker,
and dye your mustache.
Yeah,
I think.
And so that's my okay. But Las Vegas was great. I got to review Mamma Mia. David Copperfield, right up there.
Mia.
Phenomenal show. I'd highly recommend both Mamma Mia, ABBA. Phenomenal.
Yeah. Well,
phenomenal.
I think Mamma Mia is coming back next year to the Gamage.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be certainly a musical to see. And I think the movie was great. But the play
at... I only
want to
see if Amanda Seyfried is in it. That's
not
the
Tropicana. I was at the Flamingo in Valley when the Ron Jeremy... But
the Flamingo, that's a good...
The Tropicana had Mamma Mia, so go out and see it. And I'll have my review on... My review right now is on breakradioshow.com for David Copperfield.
Thank you.
I'll
be here all week.
Kathy Griffin and Ron White, they were phenomenal at the Mirage and the Rat Pack. Of course, that's Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, Joey Bishop, and Sammy Davis Jr. Phenomenal impersonation, basically, of these great entertainers, and I would highly recommend that. That was at The Real. I'll have a review up this week on BreakRadioShow.com. Great time. We're going to do a lot more Vegas action. A lot of celebrities there, and review the town of Vegas upcoming in the weeks to come, months to come, years to come.
Years to come.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm starting to plan at least the next couple months in advance. We've got our Independence Day special
coming
up.
Ooh, nice.
That's really exciting. And, you know,
there's
a
lot of
Father's Day special.
Oh, what's that going to be like?
There's a lot of really... I don't want to spoil it, but, you know.
No? I know one movie's that going to be on that show. I'm not going to say it on air.
Okay. Ooh. Yeah. And
Father of the Bride.
Well, that's one of them. Yeah. We'll be talking about. Let me pull up our list of upcoming shows, because this is really, again, every Saturday on here on Breakthrough Entertainment, KPHX 1480.
You forgot, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I'm too excited about all these upcoming shows. Of course, next week we've got a really special show. It's our teacher show.
A teacher show.
Yeah.
What is that about?
We're gonna be trying to figure out if words or pictures are better. We're going to have an English teacher and an art teacher.
It depends on your way of filtering the world, modalities, well, it's called. Some modalities.
We'll see. We're going to be talking all about teacher movies, all in honor of. Teacher.
Oh, like Sidney Poitier? Yeah. What was the name of that movie? I love that movie.
Lean on Me? Or
no, not Lean on You. That's the Briar Crawl.
I won't lean on you.
Sidney Poitier. What was that one? Come on, Seb, you know it.
No, I don't know.
Oh, not that one. Was it that one? I'm going to check that out.
Well, you've got a couple weeks to think about, or 1 week to think about it.
Sidney Poitier.
We've got our Ape Show coming up on July 12th.
What the heck? What's an Ape Show?
An Ape Show.
I don't believe it for a minute.
And as I said, on July 19th, it's our Music Made Scary by Horror Movie Show 3, Part 3.
Oh.
And our dance show, when I'm very excited about. Dave and I are going to go, we're going to learn how to dance.
Oh, To Sir With Love. That was good, right, Seb? That was a great movie. Anyway, sorry.
You want to go learn how to dance?
No. I'll crawl.
Okay. And of course, you want to stay tuned to BreakRadioShow.com. Click on the big F, and that'll take you to our Facebook page. You'll find out all the details about our upcoming bar crawl. Breakthrough Entertainment's movie-themed bar crawl.
And you can see Joseph J. sign his name, Joseph J., as an autograph.
Okay.
Am I right? Or is it going to be Joe J. or Joey J.?
And it only costs a dollar.
Yeah.
A dollar.
Per dance. Per dance. Right? You got money that way.
You know
once.
What? I will give you two. I will give you $2. This is gone.
You'll give change?
No.
You might be short of change.
I don't know.
He'll give you a duck bill.
See? Come on. Too slow, Eric.
Well, you know, the problem is I can only do one thing at a time on this new computer here. It's weird, so.
Oh. Okay.
On the old computer, I was able to do multitasking.
Right. Well, and we don't want you to be late with our next song. The song's going to take us out of today's show. It's really exciting.
Oh, what's the theme from The Family Feud?
No.
Will we be singing it?
Well, Greg and I are going to try to sing it, or at least Greg's going to dance
this
to
the
it. No, it's one of my favorite songs of all time now. No, not really. But, you know, it's actually from...
It's entertaining watching it and hearing it.
It's from Million Ways to Die in the West. The song is called If You've Only Got a Mustache, sung by Amick Byram from the movie.
Okay, go ahead. Sing it.
Love, you mustn't despair. I'm going to let him sing it.
I don't know that.
I'm going to kill his mic.
Do it, Eric. Do it.
It's good, funny to listen to.
Yeah, I want to hear the song.
Yeah, here we go.
Girl, if you've only got a mustache.
If you've only got a mustache. Let's do more. Mustache.
Well, go out and see A Million Ways to Die in the West.
And stay tuned for a real hockey talk coming right up. We're going to have all the exciting hockey action from last night. This is Breakthrough Entertainment, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. Good day.
You've only got a mustache.
You may be big and fat. Or uglier than sin, all the ladies shut you out. You're wondering how to get in. Well, here is my advice.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com.
Birnbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
This is 1480.